Can you talk about this challenge? You've got a spouse or a daughter or a friend who's depressed and unhappy, and yet you're filled with happiness. How do you motivate them or trick them into finding happiness themselves?
This is so important. By one of the things that might work in some cases is to have them recognize, as Voltaire again, my favorite philosopher, he said that the function of a physician is not to heal the patient. Nah, nature does the healing. The function of a real good physician is to amuse the patient, you see. So we try to make patients happy. So that's what I do. When somebody comes to me and is depressed, I use the CBT where we tell people to just pretend that you are happy. Just put your shoulders down. We put them in a posture that would make them happy. For example, if it's my daughter who is sad or so, and I know she likes to go to a particular restaurant, I'd say, yeah, you are so wonderful. And she's in the bouts of depression and attacking you and that. So you are so wonderful. I want to celebrate with you and take you and your best friend to this beautiful restaurant, which I know she likes. And I'd say, wow, no, watch your shoulders. You know, I want to give me your best posture. Because by changing the outer actions of your body, Corey, isn't it wonderful? You can alter the inner signals of your mind. So anything you can do to get the person to act as if they're happy, to get the person to produce the demeanor of happiness, they are attracting happiness, you see.